WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
Hits 99.7 Max FM. Day 20th, after 10 a.m. Let's take a look at your weather. Today, partly sunny with afternoon shower chances with a high of 52. Tonight, showers are likely gradually clearing with a low of 33. Tuesday, sunny with a high of 51. Wednesday, sunny with a high of 59. Here's Rick Astley.
We're no strangers to love. Let you down. Never gonna run around and
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Welcome to the jungle.
maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant getting you through your Monday morning. As a reminder, if you do have plants or vegetables outside and you want to get those in before the hard frost, you need to do that by Tuesday night. We're looking at a roll right around 27 on Tuesday night. If that does happen, that means that the growing season is pretty much over. Now, the one good thing is we're looking at the weekend forecast. We're looking at highs near 72 this weekend. It's going to be sunny. If you can't tell, I'm a little excited about that. It's a good weekend to get a few things done outdoors. Here's Whitney Houston on Max FM.
secondhand unwind.
If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Monday morning. It was a great weekend for Wisconsin sports. We had the Badgers pull off a great victory on Saturday, and then the Packers yesterday. That was a fantastic game. I was very happy to see how that game went, you know. And of course, I do have to kind of give kudos to the Bears. I know everyone's going, what? Hey, they won in London. They are tied 4-2 with the Packers, so they're having a pretty decent season. The Lions, they stomped the Cowboys yesterday. That was just a crazy game. And speaking of that, we did see a pretty severe injury. It sounds like that'll be season ending for the guy. I don't remember his name off the top of my head, but I did see what happened to his leg there. And oh my goodness, I saw the pictures of it, and I'm not going to talk about it further. It was bad. So not a good day for Lions fans in that case. Then in NASCAR, we had them at the Roval yesterday, and it was an okay race. I saw a part of that, obviously, as more vested into the Packer game, and, you know, Alex Bowman thought he was going to do pretty decent. He finished 18th, unfortunately, but he was happy at that point because he was going to be in the playoff chances because he was in the top eight. Well, a little bit of issue in the post-race inspection. His car did not meet the weight requirements. His car was too light. And so what they did was they said, okay, do you want to fuel it up? So they let him fuel the car up to see if that got him to the proper weight. It did not. They also let him add water to the car. So the second time they took him through, said, why don't you make sure all the water's in the car? Nope, car was still not at the proper weight. And so then he was disqualified for having a car that was too light. That means he finished 38th, and he's no longer in playoff contention either. Joey Logano is now happy because he's now number 8 in the playoff chances. So yeah, a good day for Joey at that point. Now everyone's like, well, how far was the weight off? They give a certain percentage that they're allowed, and basically that percentage translates into 17 pounds that they can be within weight. And so he was off by more than 17 pounds. Not sure what happened there, but there has been some discussion that he did hit some of those bumps hard. Maybe something fell off the car, lost one of the weights in the car, something along those lines. Not really sure, but yeah, not a good finish for them at that point. Finishing 38th took them right out of the playoffs. NASCAR continues racing next weekend, so a lot of fun stuff ahead.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. The Friends of Mirror Lake State Park and the park staff invite you to the Halloween Mystery Candlelit Hike. It's a fun family evening at the park as you locate clues along an easy 1 mile trail lit to help find out who the mystery guest is. There'll be pastries, caramel apples, and hot cocoa for free will donation. Hike will start at the beach. It is free, but you will need a park sticker to enter the park. This begins again on Saturday, October 19th from 6 p.m. and runs until 8 p.m. Details can be found at friendsofmirrorlake.org. The Reedsburg American Legion Post 350 invites you for their 15th annual Roast Turkey and Baked Ham Dinner. This is a dine-in or carry-out event. It will take place on Saturday, October 19th from 4 p.m. until 6:30. This will be at the VFW Hall, 200 Veterans Drive in Reedsburg. $13 in advance or $15 at the door. Kids 8 and under will eat for free. And the Cab Theater in Baraboo will be hosting the Macabre 12 One Hell of a Hunting event. This is going to take place both on Friday and Saturday. This will be at Circus World Museum. It's a ghostly good time at this Halloween-themed presentation. Enjoy a series of one-act plays, locally written, acted, and directed, themed around everyone's favorite time of year, Halloween. This will be both Friday the 18th and Saturday the 19th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $7 at the door, and it'll be happening at Circus World in Baraboo.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great-tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great-tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Crisp and cool today as we sit under a mix of sun and clouds as high temperatures reach the low 50s. Winds are pulling out of the northwest and scattered showers are possible this afternoon, but we quickly clear on out and drop cold overnight, allowing for frost by morning. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 44 degrees.
99.7
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Here's 38 Special, caught up in you on Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
It's up to you.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Baby, I'm praying on you tonight. Hunt you down, eat you alive. Just like animals, animals, like animals, moles. Maybe you think that you can hide. I can smell yourself for miles. Just like animals, animals, like animals, moles. Baby, I'm praying. So what you try to do to me? It's like we can't stop, we're enemies. And when we get along, then I'm inside of you.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Monday morning. There are a lot of talented minds out there totally wasting themselves for no reason. There are reports that Ecovac robot vacuums in multiple U.S. cities have been hacked recently, but it wasn't a sinister effort to abandon the crumbs and terrorize your pets. The hackers yelled obscenities through the onboard speakers. The victims say it sounded like a broken up radio signals with snippets of a voice. It could have been worse. There are cameras on the vacuums, but there's no indication that they were able to access that feed. It's also unclear how many vacuums have been affected or who the perps actually are. One victim says the voice they heard sounded something like it could have been a teenager. Ecovacs admitted that there have been some flaws in their security, and they insist that those have been fixed. They say users should keep the software up to date and be aware of any alerts about unusual activity in their account. However, they say there's no evidence that there's a widespread issue or that any accounts were breached through their systems. Now, okay, a lot of questions here. First, they say that, yeah, that this has been taken care of. Yeah, we may have had some security issues, but hey, those are fixed. But keep an eye out for unusual activity. That does not give me a warm, fuzzy feeling as an IT guy, because that tells me that there's maybe a little bit of a concern. Now, we all appreciate having smart devices in our homes, right? Because they help us with some of our tasks, make things a little bit easier. You know, you look at smart thermostats and everything like that. Well, my words of wisdom today are make sure you keep your passwords up to date and don't use the same passwords on each system. That's usually what leads you into a little bit of trouble. In this case, it sounds like it was something else. Now, we also do have a smart vacuum cleaner. It does not talk to us, thankfully. Went down that road once. Every single time our prior vacuum cleaner had some sort of issue, it was hollering at me. This one just does some beeps and so forth, and it seems pretty simple. I'm very happy with it. It does a great job when we don't get a chance to vacuum, and we don't use it to annoy our dog either. That's not what it's there for, but hey, it does do a pretty good job of keeping the floors clean after all. This is Dave. I hope you have a great rest of your Monday. Coming up after 11, we'll have Jay. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning right around 6 a.m. on Max FM.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on Sunrise.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Looking for a great deal when going out to eat? Hey, this is Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and we got some great deals going on all week at our ranch. Mondays and Wednesdays are senior days, where seniors get an extra dollar off the senior price on the buffet. Tuesday is Kids Day, where kids 10 and under eat for free. And also Wednesdays is Double Points Day at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch. Thursdays, we got to buy one large pizza, get the second one free. Give us a call at 768-5555.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.